Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
And to all a good night.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up with all the Angostura in this drink?
Yeah, jeez Louise.
Tell me about it. Folks, we're back together, IRL.
Yeah.
One last time.
Sitting here in Jeff's apartment on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You see the snow, the LA snow is falling.
The holiest night of the year.
Well, Jeff, what do you think of Mike? Having him out here, what do you think? What do you think of him?
What do you think of this?
He's a fixture of the living room.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this, Mike. Not a big showerer, this guy.
You're going to out me? You take two showers a day. What's up with that?
That's not always true.
You take a shower at night and in the morning?
I was tired and cold.
Okay.
Wait, you take a shower because you're tired and cold?
Uh-huh.
I see it to warm up. But doesn't warming up make you?
You know, if you're like a little miserable and you get a hot shower, it's like, fuck, I love this shower.
Yeah, yeah. I walked in the door, he's like, oh great, I'll be in the shower.
I'll be in the shower.
Miserable.
And then, yeah. But I remember I did take two showers before you took one, and I did think that was weird.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about me and my showers. I'm doing fine. I took a shower right before this. What do you want from me?
Hey, not bad.
Thank you. And you're right. It does make me feel better.
And I saw the second time. Or like after my second shower, I got into the bathroom and I saw your towel and I touched it to make sure it was damp. And I was really settled to find that, okay, you did shower at some point.
Was it, do I smell bad?
No, not at all.
I'm a big shower person when it's like, oh, I'm going out. If I'm just here all day.
You're going out.
Yeah. If I'm here on your couch, you know, doing work.
You don't want to look your best?
Well, there's nothing going on.
Nothing going on. We had Taco Bell the other night.
Yeah, that's true. We went out and we decided, it was last night, we went out and we
didn't think
we were going to go out, but we stayed out.
Went out, stayed
long
out.
Time.
Yeah. Well,
that's wild.
Yeah.
Tim, actually, you know what? We got to shout out Jackie. She gave us free shots of Jameson over at Harvard and Stone.
Harvard and Stone. Jackie, we appreciate it.
Yeah. We love that, by the way. Let's put out the word to all the bartenders. Don't charge us.
Yeah. If you know us, even if you don't know us, give us booze.
Well, so this is a Christmas special,
sure
right? We have
a
special. We're all together. I had big plans to finally drink my peppermint rum chata, yeah. And I forgot to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
We also had big plans for Mike to try on my red buffalo plaid,
yeah.
And I forgot to bring that.
Yeah.
I saw that rum chata in your fridge the other day when I was over.
You did?
It was right.
What are you doing snooping around in there?
I wanted to see where that thing was.
Well, Tim, don't worry. I think the Trinidad Sour Christmas special will go off without a hitch.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so this came up. I mean, we had this drink a year ago and we loved it, but what made it, why is it a Christmas special? We said we'll bring this around because it tastes like a, it tastes sort of like a, has holiday cheer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fave of the pod.
Sure.
A revelation.
I'd say it's a standout. When people say, I mean, I get people on the street all the time. Hey, Tim, what's your favorite drink from the pod?
Timmy!
And I said the biggest surprise, the biggest shocker is the Trinidad Sour because we just, we picked it off a list.
Never had, never heard.
We picked it specifically being like, we've had some heavy hitters recently. Let's go with a boring one. And then we accidentally picked the most thrilling drink of all.
And so cool that it was, still got that COVID lingering.
Yeah, don't lungs, keep it over there, will you?
Well, I'm not contagious anymore. Yeah,
keep it in there 2 feet away.
Yeah, I'll take it in the shower with you, Jeff. Son of a bitch.
Well, son of a bitch.
What was I starting to say? Oh, yeah. It's the cool of the Trinidad Sour was a new drink.
Yeah.
From like, geez, I don't even remember. Let me look up this stuff. Yeah, should have done this before. I can't remember.
It was a year ago-ish. Had to have been.
Yeah, that was probably
just
like
had to have been.
March, maybe? We did.
And I it was spicy. It was the Angostura. We were like, hey, this is new and weird and actually kind of spicy and Christmassy.
Yeah, and also we were shocked at the amount of bitters because I've also know bitters is like bitters and soda is something that sober people drink a lot. So I assumed that bitters had no booze in it.
As they did on Another Round.
Yeah.
They commented on that.
Wow, I'm as smart as them. Members of the Dogma 95 movement in Denmark.
Huh? Ooh. Vinterberg? Thomas Vinterberg? Vintenberg?
Anyway, but before we get too deep into the drink of the day,
into the Trinidad Sour Christmas special.
Yeah, the Trinidad Sour Christmas special.
2009,
Giuseppe Gonzalez, Clover Club in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we got an email out to Giuseppe right now, and he has not responded.
We'll see if he's watching that inbox.
Let's see if he reaches out in the next 45 minutes.
It may be one of those Christmas miracles.
Ring dong, ding dong. Ooh. Giuseppe!
He knocks on our window. You up there!
Tim, go ahead. You were...
I would... Did... Before we go too much further, one of you guys mentioned Christmas?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The Christmas special, yeah.
You guys are excited for Christmas?
I love Christmas. I love that time of year. I think it's fun. It's a festive. It's a festive time of year, and everyone's got that holiday spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish I could share your enthusiasm, but
what?
What the hell? I want to be excited about Christmas, just like you guys. Yeah. But
what's he on about?
Yeah. Well, wondering the same thing, Sherlock Holmes.
I think that the truth is, if you really think about it, Christmas is. I think what I'm trying to say, and I think you guys would agree with me, is that Christmas is...
I hope he says what he's thinking. Yeah, me too. What he thinks Christmas is.
Look, I mean, Christmas is great. I wouldn't debate that.
Tim,
but,
say no more.
Maybe I could put this best in song.
Huh. I like that.
I like that idea.
Ooh.
Christmas time is weird, rather odd, quite queer. Think of all the things we do that are just kinda weird. A tree in your house, that's a little off. Usually they're in the woods among their leafy friends. Stockings hung with care.
Yeah.
Okay, fire hazard much. One of those things goes up in flames. I'm out the fucking door. Santa's hat is red. What's that all about? What does he think he is? Some kind of MAGA guy. Rudolph's nose is weird. I know that's been pointed out before, but still it's worth mentioning. It ought to be dark black. Snow is kind of weird. At least admit it's cold.
Yeah.
Why can't it be nice and warm, like rain or even toast? Candy canes are bent. Plus those red and white stripes. Who do they think they are? Jack and Megan White.
Megan White.
Sleigh bells in the air. That one's not so bad. But still I got my eye on you. So sleigh bells, watch your ass. Then there's mistletoe. I can't even with that one. I'm not even gonna touch it, but I'd dunk on it so hard. Another thing that's weird is all the spoofy songs. They sound just like the normal songs, but the lyrics are utterly twisted.
Wow. So you're feeling about Christmas is it's a little weird.
Unusual.
Yeah.
Thank you, yes.
The things we do during the season.
Yeah, they're not like the other things that we do the whole rest of the year.
Right. Well, what about there's things like, how do you feel about like Halloween time? Different things. People dress up in weirdo costumes.
I have to agree with you. That's also weird.
Yeah, okay. So the holidays are weird. Any type of holiday. Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm out the fucking door.
I hope I didn't push any buttons with that song, people listening. If you know that Christmas is weird, if you think it's normal,
yeah,
that's fine.
Hey, don't add us.
You do you.
Christmas is tomorrow, so they've got one day of being PO'd, and then it's like, oh, it's
over. Fresh start. Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Get over it.
Get over it.
I was just going to say that. What band is that?
Lit?
No, it's the band that then did the treadmill videos. Like,
what? Okay, Go.
Before OK Go found their sound, they were a little more Weezer-y, and they said, get over it.
That's so crazy. They just do funny videos.
That's
their thing.
That must have been like a curse for them. Like, if you were a band, and it's like, don't you think they're like, can't we just make a fucking song? Can't we just make a fucking record without having to like go to zero gravity planes to do like a...
They are impressive videos.
They are, but like now they've set themselves up to like everything they do. They have to have like a crazy video to go along with it.
And that their songs aren't particularly... Like, it's not like the theme of the lyrics ties in with the thing. It's just like a random Rube Goldberg video.
That's one of the... Here we go again. I gotta go. Yep. Wow. That's a good song. I gotta go.
Get over it.
Maybe they'll be showing up here at our little Christmas special.
Oh, they're here right now doing, it's a choreographed dance. Look at them. Oh my God. They all picked up the same ball.
I wonder if other celebrities will be showing up.
Oh, I wonder.
Maybe Bob Dylan will show up.
Of all the old rockers, Bob Dylan might show up.
Bob Dylan. Well, he does. I think he did a Christmas album. Maybe he's going to show up later.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But until then, let's get in some beep booze news. Hit it.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
And the Sloppy Boys say. News.
This is beautiful. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Here I thought long honks were funny.
Yep. Mm.
That was a nice shorty and it caught me off guard. I loved
it. Yeah, that was good.
Honks of any length are funny.
Yeah, wow.
That was Lou's Booze News by Drew Pauly.
Lou's Booze News by Drew Pauly.
If you have a booze news theme, email to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Hey, that is good. That Lou Reed Booze News kind of celebrates the release of that new Velvet Underground documentary on Apple TV Plus that I tried to watch the other night, fell asleep before the opening credits were done.
Oh, wow.
Before the title sequence, really. Damn.
What was that guy's name? Drew?
Well, he said Drew P. He signed his email Drew P. And then I looked at his email address, and his email address said Drew Pauly.
Maybe he doesn't want to be doxxed.
Oh, shit.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Droopy is a funny...
I won't say his whole email address.
Yeah, no, no.
You think he's Droopy Dog?
Yeah. Droopy.
First time hearing from him. I hope we hear more stuff like that. That was a nice... it reminded me of like Homestar Runner or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch out, the assignment. Kanger. Droopy's coming for the throne.
Droopy got the assignment.
he understood it?
Yeah, no, he got it.
He got it. He understood
it.
He received it.
Well, I wanted to use this Christmas booze news to talk about, we talked about the liquor gift sets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, slopheads, tag us and whatever.
What are you getting? What are you seeing?
What are you getting? Hey, man. And a few people got tagged us in some cool stuff. But really, more than any gift packs, the big thing that we got sent to us this holiday season.
You got sent stuff?
Not physically.
Pictures, okay.
Tagged in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And these were not, people didn't actually get this into their hands. This was just that this articles and stuff sent to us in largest numbers of all the booze products doing something wacky this Christmas. The crown was won by Miller Beer because they had two things. Did you guys see the beernament? It's like an ornament, but it's beer.
Uh-huh.
It's a Miller Lite, a round Miller Lite can that's a Christmas ornament.
Oh, yes, I did see
and
that.
And it's an 8-ounce beer, and you crack it open.
I didn't realize you could open it up.
Me too. I thought it was just an like ornament shape like that, but that was actually
I got to get those.
Damn, that's cool.
And then this one was
I'll go out tonight.
Big, just wandering the streets just in time. And then this one was kind of an internet-y one. Also Miller, the High Life Gingerbread Dive Bar Kit.
Huh?
Whoa.
It's a gingerbread house kit.
Oh.
Like you're a kid and you get the walls roof and you
ice it. But it's a little dive bar?
It's a little dive
bar. Did it have a dumpster in the back? It was a cool
looking with chocolate trash.
The picture that I'm looking at.
Gumdrop puke.
It's got little peppermint stools and neon lights and stuff.
That's awesome. Oh, I love it.
Very well done. And
so you can buy that. That's not just like somebody's art project.
You go online and you can buy these, but
I can fork over my money to a corporation. Please, please, please.
Oh my.
Do you like Christmas. Corporate shit?
I do because around Christmas time, you need them because where are you going to get the gifts from? You need that stuff.
You got to get the stuff.
You got to take off the, turn on the cash flow.
Yeah.
I thought these were the best ideas and cute, fun things. I said, that's kind of cool. But I do ding them because I didn't see any of these out. Like I tried to order this gingerbread dive bar and it was like sold out. And it's like, yeah, no shit. It's sold out. Like you probably only made five of these.
Right.
And
took
pictures of them.
Damn.
It's a problem with collab culture that we live in.
You think so?
What do you mean?
You got Miller and gingerbread collabing.
Yes. And Christmas ornaments and Miller.
That's interesting. You only have to make a couple things, limited products.
Right.
Mm. And then you make a lot of money.
Well, that's what happens all the time is you. You mean like a band that makes only three albums?
Yeah.
And they're in short supply.
Yeah, digitally.
Yeah. And then they stream a million times and you get $3,000 from Spotify.
Wow, yeah. Huh.
Oh, yeah. Just as a reminder to everybody, keep playing it. Go on Spotify and just play it on repeat. All the albums.
Yeah, you can turn your speakers off and just let it roll.
Play. I should do that, too. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, say you're going home for Christmas for a week.
Leave it
on. That's a lot of plays.
Leave your computer at home.
And with that, wrap up booze news.
Ho, ching, ching, ho, ching, ching, ho. Ching, 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 ching.
The distant outside passing of a present-filled sleigh.
Oh, I think it was probably Santa's sleigh.
Yeah, on a night like tonight, and that sound, that's probably going to be Santa's sleigh. You ever look at the NORAD Santa tracker on Christmas Eve?
Never heard of it?
It's this website that they have for kids that and their uncles.
Well, any believers. Believers of any age.
Kids like Tig and uncles like
like me. And it's like this little thing. It's got a map of the world and you see like where Santa Claus is going.
But NORAD is like missiles and shit, right?
No, that sounds familiar, but this is like, it's called NORAD.
All right.
I think.
We'll never know what it means. Or is it like, you know, SETI? S-E-T-I?
No.
Yeti?
Oh.
Yeti?
SETI is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. They're like monitoring the airwaves.
Angels and airwaves?
Yeah.
Oof.
COVID.
COVID. Did you guys have like...
COVID? Yeah.
Residual.
Residual.
Bad residuals.
Yeah. Throat stuff.
Not the kind of residuals you want. Oh, we made that joke. Or I made that joke last week.
Not those green envelopes you love.
Yeah. Oh, by the way... This won't be interesting to anybody else. I got a check for $1 billion properties today.
What
the fuck?
I haven't gotten one. I'll have that waiting for me at home, I hope.
It's very funny when the residuals with streaming are so random that just like the smallest job you ever did for one day, like out of nowhere, like sends you
like
a few $100.
I stopped getting SAG checks a long time ago. And when when I got it mail, I was like, am I late on some due or something? And it was a check. And I was like, what's this from? $1 billion properties. It sounds like it maybe got bought by Paramount.
Are they airing it on the Paramount big screens Plus? At Cineplexes across the world?
Hmm.
That'd be pretty good.
Damn.
Paramount Plus, that's a good place to be. They get the Jackass movies.
I have not seen, but I would like to see, the South Park movie specials.
What?
Don't they have like 14 movies coming for $1 billion or something like that?
On Paramount or?
On Paramount Plus.
Because they're on HBO. Max.
But you know, they made that huge deal for like almost $1 billion to make like 12 specials for Paramount.
Because Comedy Central and Paramount Plus are one in the same.
Viacom. I think I actually looked through that, thumbed through that contract because I'm just interested in that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And next to...
I love to read. Probably ran out of stuff to read.
Yeah. It said...
Get Reader's Digest. We got to get you a subscription.
This guy is a fucking chainsaw when it comes to the written word. You gotta have something to get
through. They don't last long around me. No, I was reading it and said right next to the dollar amount, there was an asterisk. And I went all the way to the end, and it was, you know, $1 billion. And then you go, and it's the asterisk is $1 billion cheesy poops.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Damn,
it does suck.
It sucks.
Fucking sucks.
Trey, Matt. Our hearts go out to you on Christmas Eve.
Your little fat buddy, Cartman. What's his name? Cartman.
Yeah.
He'd love those cheesy puffs, but he's a cartoon, dudes. You got swindled.
You got mouths to feed. Okay. What else are we talking about?
It's drink of the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Trinidad Sour.
Those good.
We did that a little while ago. Just to recap, it was made in... let me see. 2009 by Giuseppe Gonzalez at the Clover Club in Brooklyn. It was great.
Great.
It was something we all were surprised that we liked. Had never had, never heard. We loved it. And Giuseppe, we do want to talk to you about it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
come on the pod and defend yourself for making a delicious drink we love.
It is maybe weird for us to revisit a drink. We've never done it before.
Yeah.
So early.
And you know, maybe we made friends with some bartenders along the way during this podcast. And maybe some of those bartenders said, hey, I've met Giuseppe Gonzalez.
Yeah.
He actually liked what you said about him.
Yeah, yeah.
And we thought, hey, you know what we should do? We should do a Trinidad Sour Christmas special and try and get Giuseppe Gonzalez on the show.
Yeah.
And here he is.
Hi, guys.
He still has at least 35 minutes to return to get back.
Could happen. He could be on.
You know, I feel like even if he's not here, his spirit is among us.
Yeah. Yeah. Spirit of Giuseppe. Well, he made a great drink, and I went to the Clover Club and had it. And as I said last time we talked about it, I didn't like it as much as the one I made on this damn show.
Well, didn't you say? I mean, that's no surprise. You're a master mixologist, didn't you say it's like no longer on the menu? So you asked for it, and they had to be like, I guess.
Yeah, the waiter was kind of like, she didn't exactly know what I was talking about. I said,
ooh,
the Trinidad Sour, Giuseppe Gonzalez created in those
fucking right through those fucking doors.
The Clover Club is a bar that's like, since we've talked about this the first time, you know, we're stupid. So we started this podcast and we don't know shit.
Yeah.
And then we kind of like get information wrong and stuff. And then time passes and you realize like, oh, we had no information. We were talking about something that like anyone that knows about cocktails was probably like screaming at their phones. The Clover Club is owned by like the lady that runs that place is like huge. I want to say her name is Sarah Reiner.
Okay.
Or Carol Reiner. But I'm just demonstrating.
Carl Reiner?
Carl Reiner, that's it.
Was it Carl Reiner in a wig?
Super, super famous icon. And then that's her bar. And then the reason for the Trinidad is that Angostura bitters are made in Trinidad.
Yeah,
there was like a competition there to make cocktails out of bitters. Mm-hmm. And Giuseppe said, I'm going full bore making bitters the main spirit in my drink. And it's fucking delicious.
Delicious, nutritious. And what's in this little sucker? Let's
We should
talk about that.
Give them the recipe like we normally do.
Let me look at this. All right.
Hit them with it.
Let me find that email. It's a long email.
Julie Reiner. I looked it up. Julie Reiner.
Nice.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. I am on the IBA. Trinidad Sour. And I quote. Ingredients. 45 milliliter Angostura bitters. 30 milliliters Ogrit syrup. Orgeat.
There you go.
Let's call it Orgeat.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. 22.5 millimeters fresh joie de lemon.
Millimeters?
Milliliters.
Ah, yes.
Fresh joie de lemon.
Lemon juice.
And 15 milliliter raw whiskey. Method. Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker. Shake well with ice. Strain into chilled cocktail glass. Garnish. Not applicable.
Don't even try applying that garnish.
Oh, hold on. This is up, huh? No ice. Forgot
if
about
it's
that.
Up, it's, right. If it's up, if it's a Cardi B drink, it's up.
Served in a coupe.
In a coupe glass.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this is interesting.
Served in a poop.
I could imagine being very good on the rocks because you can have a whiskey sour on the rocks. Mm. Hey, that's a funny thing. That in the meantime, since we did this drink, we learned what sours are.
Yeah.
It's a spirit and a sweet thing and a citrus.
Citrus.
So that's what we're having here. Like a little rye whiskey in there for good measure.
Yeah.
But you can have sours on the rocks and they're delicious. But we did these up last time and I meant to bring some fancy coupe glasses for us, Jeff.
Some.
You do?
Yeah.
Very
got that
nice.
New set.
I see, folks, I used to have no coupes.
Damn.
Not a coupe for miles.
No Not even coupes. A little deuce coupe?
Nah.
Beach Boys, by the way.
Which what?
Beach Boys. Brian Wilson. Come on the pod.
Oh, we would love to. Maybe they'll show up soon and sing one of their Christmas songs.
Ooh. You never know who might show up at the Trinidad Sour Christmas special.
Yes, it's the Trinidad. It is special. It's not a normal episode. It's special. I sang a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was nice. We talked about maybe celebrities might show up.
We mentioned all the people who might come by.
Yep. Yeah. And we're all in LA together. That's special. That's nice. Special.
We had a Booze News theme that had nothing to do with Christmas, but.
But it was kind of raising awareness about a new Velvet Underground documentary. So right. Timely.
Yes, bingo. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bingo, bango, bongo.
Should we take a little break and make three big, beautiful Trinidad sours?
Take a little break. Make the sour.
Take a little break.
Yeah, let's do it.
What song is that?
That's the Trinidad Sour song.
But were you doing it?
As featured on the Trinidad Sour Christmas.
Give me just
Christmas
a little
special.
Of your love.
Take a little break.
Oh, Haim.
Give me just a little bit of your love. Give me just a little of your love.
It makes me think of a Pete Townsend song. Another little piece of your...
Let my love open the door.
Yes, yeah.
Let my love open the door. Do your heart. Dun, 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 dun.
I wonder what that guy's getting for Christmas this year. Do you just give that guy guitar stuff?
Do not get him guitar stuff. He'll smash it to smithereens, man.
He hates guitars. He likes it. That means he likes it.
No, he has disdain for them.
Yeah, disdain pedals.
Ooh. Here's my sustain and here's my disdain. All right. Folks, enjoy the ads. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Goodbye.
Great.
Enjoy the ads, you suckers. If you were a Patreon, you wouldn't have to listen to them. But you're not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back with Trinidad Sours here on the Trinidad Sour Christmas Special.
Ring dong, it's special.
Ding dong, ring dong, ding
ooh,
dong.
I am out of breath from shaking. Shook the
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you went a little wild with that shake.
I went ham there. Lost myself for a moment.
I said, this guy.
You better lose yourself in the Trinidad. No, no.
No, moment. Not tonight.
Lose yourself in the moment.
Yes. Well, let's do it.
Yeah, let's take some sips.
They look beautiful. They look Christmassy. They look fantastic.
These do really look Christmassy. I had kind of forgot.
A deep red brown.
Nice pink. It looks like a beet juice.
It does. It's frothy on top.
I actually hear it's as healthy for you as beet juice.
Mm. Ooh.
Amazing.
Wow.
Well done.
Amazing. Well done. It's funny because I haven't had one since and then have it again. It's like, oh yeah, it's so velvety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's sour. It pings and pangs all over the tongue.
And the first thing you get is just cold and a little sweet.
Yeah.
And then you get that rushing wave of bitters.
Russian wave?
Rushing wave.
Oh. I was like, Russian wave? There's no vodka.
Okay. We got things falling in the kitchen over there.
Maybe that was that one of the celebrity guests coming in? Oh, I guess not.
Giuseppe? No.
No, it's just me. Jerry Thomas.
Oh,
the ghost of Jerry Thomas. Thomas?
Ooh, stop making my drinks.
Why don't you?
I drank myself to death, much like you three should.
Hey, drink up, you idiots! Hey, enough.
Oh, a lot of clattering.
Yeah. Yeah, clattering on New Year's or Christmas Eve. What does that usually end up being?
Oh, it's tough not to just keep sipping on it.
Mm.
And you know, you forget you're doing a podcast.
And this is a good sipper, not a gulper.
Yep.
My first thing was a gulp, and I said, that's too much.
I mean, this is the fanciest drink that we can think of, the fanciest taste. Not that these are even premium ingredients, but gulping this is sort of like
it'd be a sin.
It would be a sin. And on
somebody's got a really wet cough outside.
Somebody outside is coughing and it's gross.
Really hacky cough.
I bet you that they're out there like, I'm trying to cough, and all I can hear is this podcast.
All I hear is funny podcasters. I mean, it's that thing that it's that perfect balance, right? Where that's got orgeat in it, which is sweet almond syrup, but you're not tasting it.
No.
That's got lemon juice in it, which is sour. You're not tasting that. I mean, you're getting sourness, but you're not tasting a lemon. But it's all kind of coming together. The sum is greater than the whole is...
Oh, boy. The whole. You almost had it, Tim.
The whole... H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
The whole is greater.
Yeah. Watch out.
But this is what you're looking at is a balance game. This is a victory of balance because that's a lot of lemon juice, a lot of bitters, a lot of syrup, and rise in there too.
This is the Simone Biles of cocktails. Yes. It's got balance, my friend.
Yes.
But it's all super strong.
Sure. Dominic Mociano too.
I'll tell you what, I always, and don't forget Carrie Strug.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Dominic does.
I always talk about how I like bourbon more than rye, and sometimes a drink will call for rye, and I put bourbon anyway because I'm a bad boy. Mm-hmm. But in this one, that spicy, you want the spice of the rye to add another ping to the pang.
Yeah. This might just be another cocktail I make at my Christmas party.
Oh,
this is going to turn heads.
It will, and I'll tell you what, it'll turn heads and break the bank because that Angostura ain't cheap.
Shit. Yeah, no. And you can only get it in that one size.
See, you want a point set of punch if you're entertaining.
See, well, that's what I talked about last time. But now I'm having this, I say, I could really turn some heads.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, is it weird for you to be in the spot where I first tasted my first poinsettia punch?
On this couch?
Yep.
I knew it had a certain, this is from some life in this couch. I laid down the other day and I was like, wow, there's history here. You know, you go to somebody's house and you sit on their couch, it's like, oh, this came from the Seeley brothers. Okay.
Seeley, Simmons, Serta.
Samsonite. Slappy, Swanson. The Dumb and Dumber. Samsonite. Check it out, folks.
You know, did you guys hear this thing about Annie Lennox?
In the news?
What thing?
This thing about this new song that she put out?
No.
No.
Oh, wow. Well, apparently Annie Lennox has apparently kid. Is he going to win? Is he going to win 2001 or 2021?
Yeah, maybe.
He understood the assignment. Yeah. Continue.
So she, you know, she's a successful, you know, singer, songwriter.
From the Eurythmics to
solo stuff.
Yes.
To helping Marilyn Manson write that song.
He was in need and he's like,
can I use your song? Can I use your song?
You gotta get the apparently kid and the can I pet your dog kid together.
All the funny online kids. It's 2021 was their year. Anyway, so she has this job. She was a songwriter, but then she went back to work because I don't know if she lost some money doing something
like a normal Joe's job.
Normal job. Like she works at some in like the digital marketing department of Uber. Look, or something
like that happened with like who's the Cosby Show actor who was spotted at Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Look, Hollywood is tough. Entertainment's tough. You're not just because you're successful at some point doesn't mean you're always going to be
right. You buy so many houses and boats and things. It's like, whoa, I got to pay for all these.
I got to work and pick up a shift at Trader Joe's.
Shit. So, but yeah, she works in an office and apparently, kid, she had like the end of the year is coming up and she didn't know she was going to get her Christmas bonus, which I guess she needed for something specific. Because she's not a very good worker. Because she's a singer or songwriter. That's not what they do. She doesn't know how the office works. Mm-hmm. So she would just, I guess, be a poor worker. And, well, let's listen to the song. I think the new song is about that.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say there's a lot to like sort of just keep in my head. Like, so it is Annie Lennox. She's back at work, but she's not good at her job. Right. But she does need...
She needs the money for Christmas.
Yeah, but the rest will be in the song.
You don't have to do that.
All right. Great. I can't wait to hear it.
Everyone in my family wants a PlayStation 2.
Voice of an angel.
I don't have that much money. So I'm kind of screwed. And I might not get a Christmas bonus, 'cause my work life is trash. But I think I could turn it around. So all this month I'm kissing my boss's ass. Kissing my boss's ass.
Backing vocals.
Kissing my boss's ass. I'll hold the door when I see him come in. Say thank you and please. And give him foot rubs all through lunch, but only up to his knees. Gotta stop coming in at noon and leaving at 3. And I've got to stop hiding out in the bathroom to videotape my co-workers pee.
She's bad.
Gonna wash my boss's car every morning, 'cause I really need that cash. And I'm too stupid to rob a bank, so all December I'll be kissing my boss's ass.
I love that big build up to the final chorus.
Kissing my boss's
I never thought of her
ass.
As a soprano with such a high voice like this, but yeah.
I think I know something about that.
Kissing my boss's ass. Oh, ooh!
Beautiful.
Gonna kiss that ass. That big old ass. Gonna kiss that whole damn ass so I can get my family a gaming console from many years ago. Oh, let me see that ass.
Oh, actually physically kissing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
God.
Yeah. Annie Lennox. Yeah, you noticed the thing about her voice.
Yeah.
She apparently had COVID recently, and she couldn't do, her usual voice wasn't hitting correctly, so she found that register that worked for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that explains it. I admire in her just like the realness and the openness of just not playing like rock star games and acting above us, just admitting like I don't have a lot of money. I'm working and this is
I'm bad situation. At work. I come in late
and
leave early.
It also, I will say, the melody and parts of the arrangement were very reminiscent of her song Walking on Broken Glass.
Yeah, I think that's what these people do. It's like, I got these tunes laying around.
Yep.
I'll just kind of reshuffle some.
Yeah, what's working?
Yeah.
Kind of work with what's working.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Well, it worked again. We're talking about it.
Worked on me.
I loved it.
And it'll work on you.
I loved it. It's a fun little song to find.
Yeah. I mean, when you find a song like that, you're like, oh, I hit the mother.
It wasn't hard to find. I turned on the radio. I was in the car the other day. I turned on the
Kiss
radio.
Kiss FM?
Yeah, it was playing.
And now the number one song on earth.
Explaining why she is working poorly. I don't know.
Relatable stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
For a so-called diva.
Mm.
Is she one of the divas?
Well, her album is called Diva.
Oh.
But she wasn't on VH1's Divas.
No, no. Right. And she's not on the new show Divas.
What show is that?
I pick up a newspaper, man.
Oh, God. We'll deal with this over the commercial break. Ho, 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 and we'll be right back, folks, here at the Trinidad Sour Christmas Special Spectacular.
Oh, yes. Hey.
And coming up, a surprise call from Giuseppe Gonzalez.
And I was supposed to maybe do something, too.
And apparently, I'm going to appear on the show, and apparently it's going to be one of the best episodes ever.
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your reindeer?
Ooh.
All right. Kiss my boss's ass. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And we're back with the Trinidad Sour Christmas special.
Ooh. You know what would be nice, Jeff, when you're putting this edit together? Get some of those jingle bell sounds when we come back.
Jing, jing, joy, we're back.
Just one loud one. Ding. Put a little reverb on it.
You know what? I think those should be used in more songs non-Christmas.
Yeah.
A bell, like the rack of bells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another sound I like that, tambourine. But especially tambourine with the delay on it. They're like,
oh yeah, yeah. Jason,
kiki kaka,
kiki Curry and cockadoodle doo. We're back with the Trinidad Sour Christmas special. Everyone is hobnobbing and the cheer is in gear, folks. And I'm the big hand bobber.
No, hey, you're not, Tim.
I'm a huge fan.
That's stolen valor.
Hey, when you were talking about Annie Lennox, the relatability of the humility of some big star falling on hard times reminded me of a moment where when we had our IFC show, the Birthday Boys. I was driving my Honda Civic here in Los Feliz, California.
Nice car.
Breaks down, pull over the side of the road. Broken car, me standing there waiting for AAA to come tow it. Mm-hmm. And while I'm standing there sad looking at my phone, somebody drives by, slows down, and says, "Hey, love the show."
Hey, nice.
It was my like crumpled shitty Honda on the Civic. And I was like, "Thank you."
Love the show. Don't like what you're doing right now. This sucks.
Yeah. I like it better on TV, you dork.
This isn't funny.
Also, I mean, that car was also like crumpled in like a tin can even before it broke down.
Did you? Oh, it just broke down. You didn't get an accident.
Well, if you recall, my job for a little while, between being a production assistant for James L. Brooks and being a comedy writer, I had about a year where my job was like getting hit and getting the insurance money.
Oh, yeah.
I had two different accidents where I got... On the 101, I got rear-ended by a guy who was on drugs, I got a $5,000 payout, and I didn't fix my car. I just lived off it.
Sick.
And then it happened to get... Well, I was like getting toward the end of
that. Back then, our rent was like $450.
Oh, yeah. That was like a full 6 months of living like a king off of $5,000.
Damn.
And then as I was like running out of that $5,000, like, what am I going to do? I got hit again.
I better get hit again.
And I got... This was a smaller, but I got an $1,100 payout, and I kept it. And I was like, This Honda,
life.
I gotta just go like park behind people who I think might back into me and just get annihilated.
Drive around with your lights off.
I thought you were gonna tell another funny car story when, you know, you got the T-Bird from the album cover.
T-Man,
she's a beaut.
This is we're talking about an 02 Ford Thunderbird, 250 horses, V8 engine.
Yeah,
that
yes,
was,
that's
I've
right.
driven mm-hmm. that thing, and it's got some pickup. I'll tell you what, yes. Giddy up and go. And I thought it was an old boat, but this thing.
But then, do you remember the first time Odenkirk saw that car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, Tim, no.
Like, Tim, what are you doing? You can't.
You guys pointed to it. You were like, because Bob was on the side. We were driving our two cars, and then Bob was on the sidewalk, and you're like, hey, Bob, look at Tim's new car.
What are you doing?
Oh, Tim, no. You spent all your money, you fool.
That car has held up, though.
Yeah, I've got it up over, I'm coming up on the 100,000 mile mark. And you know when a car just hits that moment where you're like, I think this will then go forever. And then in like 1 month, kind of everything is breaking.
Mm, yeah.
I'm in that month right now.
Damn. Ooh, that's tough.
Kind of sucks, but I did put a bomb ass sound system in there. So I keep it thumping. Maybe, that's what jiggled it all apart.
Yeah, it's all loose.
You got the Alpine in there.
It is Alpine.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I got to stop listening to so much hip hop is the problem.
Yeah, yeah. You and Eazy-E. I love those Alpines.
Oh, I thought you meant Eazy-E's got to stop listening. Hip hop too. Wait, we were talking about the car. The car made me think of wheels. Wheels are good. Bikes.
Wheels on the bus go round and round. You can't reinvent the wheel.
No, yeah, that's true. You can try.
The wheel of time.
Ooh.
Keeps on turning. Yeah. Turn to everything. Turn. There is a season. Tickets.
Yes. Steve Miller. The Steve Miller Band. Ah, he's coming out on tour. We got to open for the Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller is one of those artists where it's like, I know Fly Like an Eagle, I know mm-hmm. The Joker, I know a bunch of random songs, but he doesn't have one sound. I feel like from song to song, he's a whole different
thing. I don't know what his thing is.
Pick a sound, Steve Miller, call him a pod and defend yourself.
That kind of was Harry Nilsson's thing too. He's like a songwriting genius, but every song was so different.
Mm. Yeah.
If one song is like, I can't live if living is without you, and then you got Lime and the Coconut, come on.
And the other song is like, I can live without you, baby.
I don't need you, bitch.
Harry, come on.
You know what that reminds me of is when Marc Maron has been at this career for a long time, you know?
Wow.
He's been in the game for a long time.
Yeah.
Podcaster.
And you see early specials of him, the early stuff, he's got like long hair. Mm-hmm. And then he's got short hair, and then he's got long hair again. And I remember listening to his podcast a couple of years ago, and he said, you know, I think that's why my career didn't really catch, because I didn't have a consistent look.
Really?
Oh, that's interesting.
About Madonna? She's a chameleon.
She reinvents herself every...
Fire.
God. Didn't she just recently have a sexy picture put out?
Yes.
And she's 64 years old.
I'll tell you what happened with that. I was looking at that picture, then I looked away for a few minutes, looked back, she had reinvented herself again.
Sometimes reinventing can bite you in
the ass. He had a joke. I remember like on Comedy Central, they would do that stand-up show. Remember mm-hmm. that? It would just be like little clips of stand-ups.
Yeah.
He had a really funny joke that I liked that was talking about, you know, people on the street who are like yelling at themselves and... He remembers seeing a guy being like, no, I can't.
Can't
to himself. Mm. And he was thinking, I think those people, maybe they actually are talking to God. And God is like, hey, I need you to be Jesus Christ. I need you to like be the second coming. No, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
That was Marc Maron?
Yeah.
I know this bit from my dad telling me about it 20 years ago. Like,
no
I saw a funny stand-up on like Leno last night or something. And he was doing this bit about, I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Marc Maron,
it
a guy that I've collaborated with.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This business is wild, and that's why it's the Trinidad Sour Christmas special.
Isn't that right, folks?
Yep.
My God.
Ain't that just how it's going to have to go?
Oh, Giuseppe, are you going to make any phone calls?
Yeah, I'm looking at my phone here. I'm not seeing a phone call.
This is a real waiting for Godot, huh?
Yeah, waiting for Gonzalo.
Waiting for Giuseppe.
I wouldn't mind waiting around for Gal Gadot, huh?
Hey.
Okay, I got a new campaign update from Indiegogo Fine Dining, the short that you just directed, Jeff. That's a wrap. Hi, all. Stopping by to let you know that last night we wrapped the production.
Who sent that?
There
was
it
me.
Indiegogo did.
Must have been Lil Mookie B himself.
Says from Mookie. Peace and love from Mookie and Jeff.
God.
Huh.
It went so well. And I'm so thankful for everybody who donated and supported and...
When do we get to see this film, Jeff?
Oh, Tim, you know these things take a while.
Oh, well, let me guess. A year?
No.
Okay, fine. Less than a year.
A matter of months, my boy.
Matter 12? Of a month. As one of the producers of this, Jeff, I will say I do want to see Rough Cuts. I want to see
Fine cuts, and everything in between.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got my niece. She dabbles in music. She likes to sing songs. Maybe you find a spot for one of her songs in your production. Well,
maybe you and her can come by to the edit bay because you know what happens there.
Well, I do.
Well, you know, I always say the edit bay is where the cuts come together.
That's right. But yeah, you don't want to end up on that cutting room floor.
Ooh, that's the deleted scenes.
Hey, a couple of Trinidad Sours, I ended up on the cutting room floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this drink's making me turn into unused film. What are you talking about? I'm on the cutting room floor. Yoo-hoo! This drink is doing the trick, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it's pulling a real trick on me.
All I had for lunch, or all I had for dinner, was that turkey sandwich I made.
I had some tahini peanuts.
Tahini?
Ooh, did you make them yourself?
Oh, I bought them.
Bought them pre-tahined.
No, I bought them already tahined. Brand name tahini peanuts.
Where?
Albertson's.
Cite your sources.
What's tahini?
What's tahini, Michael?
T-A-J-I-N. It's that limey, chili stuff. You put it on top of your micheladas, don't you, folks?
You know what
shake
you
it on your fruit.
Tim, do you ever go to the fruit cart?
You know what? I pass the guy. I jog past that guy on Los Feliz Boulevard all the time, and then I say, God, I wish I could buy some fruit from you, but I'm jogging.
Yeah.
I can't go jogging away with a big coconut.
Yeah. You should try it, and they'll put a little tahini on there. They'll take the squeezer, put a little squeeze a lime on there. They're actually, I don't know if they're limes.
Yeah,
they're different.
Those little guys.
They're like lemon.
Key lime,
maybe that's
it.
Yeah. And they chop up all that fruit. And you can say like, oh, I don't want coconut, or you can tell them whatever.
I want all
I just say, give me it all. And they squeeze that key lime on there, and they shake a bunch of tahini, and they toss it back and forth so it all gets gushed up.
It comes in the bag? Is that what it is?
No, it's a big cup. It's like a, a 24-ounce like plastic cup, and you just munch on that thing.
I love that shit.
And then at the end, you just drink this tahini fruit juice at the bottom.
It's all like salty lime juice at the bottom, but some of the watermelon has dripped down.
Delectable.
In there. Oh, baby, it's Christmas time.
That's nice.
You know, that reminded me of, I always see that when I'm on a jog, but I don't have any cash on me when I'm jogging, of course. The other day, I went for a jog.
Well, you could also do grass or ass.
All I had was ass, and the guy wasn't taken. Similarly, though, I finished up a jog the other day. Just finished. Sweating, huffing and puffing.
You felt great.
Yeah, I felt great. Felt, oxidized and energized. But awesome. I was walking by my beloved pizza truck that I always eat at.
Yes. Hello, Luna.
You got to
the Albertsons on Hillhurst.
And I was like, ooh, the truck's here. And I was like, well, I don't have my wallet. And then I was like, ooh, he takes Venmo and I do have my phone. So I got a pizza. And like without thinking, I was like, I'll take a margarita, and he cooks it in like 2 minutes, and then there was no thought, and he gave me the pizza, and then I was walking back, and I was like, this was a jog. Why am I eating the pizza?
I did everything.
I got back home, and I was like, this was a 4,000-calorie jog.
I'm jog.
Going back out on a jog. Yeah,
this just canceled out the whole last hour of my life.
That's like my early track career in high school. I went to Burger King, and my track coach caught me, and he said, Jeff, we frown on that here at track.
Not to eat Whoppers.
The idea of scooting away from practice or just eating
trash? On a run, it was just like, I'm thinking you guys maybe do like an easy 3 miles, and I was like, easy 3 miles? And so on our jog,
for you to say,
me and my buddy Mike, I forget his last name, it's a long time ago, we saw Burger King, and he was like, you thinking what I'm thinking? And I said, I won't tell if you don't tell. And then so we ate burgers and fries, and then what happened, what gave us away, was the large Pepsi cups. And our coach was like, hey, guys, you didn't just go to Burger King, did you? Oh, sorry, coach.
We said we wouldn't tell.
How did you know?
Well, we'll run extra fast tomorrow.
To all the young runners out there, don't go to Burger King.
Don't Whopper out.
Oh, I'll say this. Speaking of fast food, fine dining. We shot for 3 days. They say, there's breakfast on a lot of these shoots, and we had a very professional shoot. We had some breakfast stuff. Nice. Nothing. Nothing
continental.
Not like hot breakfast, but continental.
Waffles continental.
But me, I was just like, I just got to take care of myself. I'm going to lock down a fast food breakfast before I head to set.
Smart.
Wendy's, Breakfast Baconator every day.
Whoa. No wonder you're taking two showers a day.
Hey.
I like that Wendy's breakfast. They got that. There was like a, when we went on Doughboys, there was like a sweet biscuity one. Something had some syrup.
Yeah.
Hey, I ate on. I ate at All Time the other day. Got a turkey sandwich, and they had put maple syrup over the top of my sandwich, and I got it all over my hands.
Over the top?
Yeah, and I picked it up and I ate it with my hands like a fucking idiot.
Put it inside, that's, you fucking animals.
Put it inside.
That's fucked up. I on the way here, I was at LaGuardia Airport, and I stopped early in the morning. I got myself a. You know, Wendy's basically a egg McMuffin.
Basically.
Sausage, egg, and biscuit, something. You do bacon or sausage?
This was a sausage.
See, with breakfast baconator, you don't have to choose. Sorry, keep
going. They have both. Yeah, yeah. They had that too, and I should have gotten that. Anyway, I'm kicking myself now. It was so, the cheese was so like melty that you could hold the sandwich, and the insides were like slipping out through the bread. Like, if I was holding the bread, the inside was just, like, slowly slipping down. I had to turn it the other way so keep it right in the middle.
Ugh. It was eggs wild. Keep on slipping.
Onto the floor. Floor of the airport.
Floor of the airport.
Are we going to do final thoughts on the Trinidad Sour or what?
Here on the Trinidad Showers Christmas special.
Yes, everyone is hobnobbing. The band is playing. People are swinging from the chandeliers here, folks.
We should have gotten Bublé to come by. You know, we talked about his album on...
Michael Bublé, Voice Like an Angel.
Yeah, we talked about that. His album Christmas.
The voice of the Glendale Americana.
That's true. That's true. And this is on the blowout.
All right, I'll do final thoughts.
Sure.
I fucking love this drink.
Yeah.
It's an A+. It's gold.
It is A+.
It's and it's one of the reasons what is this podcast for, if not for discovering the Trinidad Sour and having a few laughs
along the way.
Celebrating the spirit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good too, yeah.
The birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Our Lord
and
Savior.
Ever hear of Joseph? Jesus' dad.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Not to mention his little girlfriend, Mary.
Oh, yeah. You start with Joseph. Not to mention his little girlfriend, Mary. Did they ever pork?
I think after the fact, probably.
After the fact. Mm.
Yep. They probably said, immaculate.
He was probably like, hey, let's pork to celebrate our number one son.
You know him, you love him, Jesus.
The Christ child.
My review of the drink, 10 out of 10, A+, 5 stars, best possible cocktail, innovative and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect balance. It's all you want.
It's the type of thing you make for your friends and they go, what the hell is this? Where are you getting this from?
Yeah.
And you're such a fancy guy now.
And they whisper amongst each other, he's got a cocktail podcast. He's got a cocktail.
No, they say he listens to a cocktail.
Yeah.
Because if it's the, you know, it's not us.
Yeah, he listens to it while they record.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. You're saying,
this is what somebody said. Yeah, somebody on the listeners.
Oh, yeah, no.
If they make this.
Okay.
Anyway, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Pure gold. Better than liquid gold, I would guess.
Ooh.
Hey, you know what? We haven't done any drinks that have those gold flecks in it.
Goldschlager?
I guess that's the only thing is Goldschlager. But foods... We'll often have, you know, fancy foods will have a little bit of gold leaf on there.
Should we vow that in the new year we'll do that drink? A gold fleck to drink?
I'll tell you what, if you guys drink a lot of that gold stuff, I'm going to go digging through your piss. And I'm going to be rich, dude.
And shit.
This man is rich from piss and shit.
I abide by the rules that what you drink goes in your piss, what you eat goes in your shit, and don't mix them up. Hey, you're not pissing out corn, are you, Jeff?
Well, that's why I don't drink boba. It's because I don't need those balls clogging up the works.
I don't need a ball coming out my cock.
Well, folks, we really did it this time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think it's okay to say at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and happy holidays.
Yes, and
but this is a Christmas Catholic special. Right.
We're honoring Joseph and his little girlfriend Mary.
And the shepherds too.
Yeah, and don't forget that North Star Gabriel.
And the frankincense and the myrrh.
Mm.
And the little drummer boy.
Yes.
Named Duddy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Dutton, that little drummer boy.
Pa-da-pa-pum-pum.
He's not the best drummer.
No, but he's there, and he's got heart. Yeah. And he wants to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to get better.
Why don't they do a song about a little guitar boy?
Yeah, little Eddie Van Halen in the major.
That would be a really funny. That would be a really funny music video. Like, not related to Christmas or anything, but just like, okay, it's a rock band, right? And you're playing in a manger. Yeah. And there's hay everywhere and animals and just like do everything, all this sort of like religious symbolism, but not really comment.
Hey, in the manger.
That's funny to me.
That's good.
I love the like, is this weird. Religious?
Hey, it's a manger. People say we monkey around.
People say it's filled with hay.
We did have a song that we flirted with a Christmas album for a long time. Never did it.
We've got songs.
All talk.
We've got
action.
Demos.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're good and they're funny.
Maybe next year, folks.
Yeah.
Seems like something would be good on a Christmas special.
Yeah.
You got your songs. You got two songs this time, folks.
Enjoy those.
Oh, they're happy, trust me. Yeah, you know what's funny is I remember saying to you guys, we were talking about, should we make a Christmas album or should we not? And then I said, let's wait till we're on a label. And fast forward a few years, we haven't really come out with that album.
Yeah.
Not on a label, but we're podcasting super studs.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Fucking A, man.
Wow. Well, a lot of stuff to think about.
Yeah.
Yep. And use promo code Santa Claus for a happy holiday season.
Just in general?
Just in general. Type it in.
All right, folks. Use code Santa Claus.
Type it in your search bar and see what comes up. I'm sure you'll see a jolly fat man.
Type it up and type it in. All right.
Folks, we hope you have a lovely Christmas and a holiday. I don't know if there are any left at this point.
New Year's.
Hanukkah's done.
New Year's.
Hanukkah's early this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's stick with New Year's. New Year's is universal.
Huh? And hey, isn't it kind of funny that we were hoping Giuseppe Gonzalez, creator of the drink, would call in, but in the end, we still just had such a fun time in the meantime.
And we know he's out there somewhere having a good time himself.
That's what we want. Yeah. We don't want him to take time away from his life to call us. We want him out there creating new brilliant drinks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ooh, that'd be nice too. Mm-hmm.
And Giuseppe, if you're hearing this, come on the pod.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah. We'll talk to you anytime. I'd love to create a drink with him.
Defend
three
yourself.
Of us and a creating a drink.
Yeah, the Trinidad Russian Root, Russian Root Sour. Shake up a Russian Root with some lemon.
Speaking of sour, I know we're trying to end the pod. I know it. You guys are all looking at
it. I can feel it.
I've been doing whiskey sours like crazy out there.
With egg?
Yes, with egg at the Thirsty Crow. They're fantastic.
Yep.
If they do it with egg, have one and be like, Dutch sent me. Folks?
Don't neg the egg.
Anything else? Final thoughts, Mike?
I gotta get to bed because I want to open all those gifts tomorrow morning.
Yeah, me too. We all do.
Yep, and I think I hear Rudolph up there on the shingly roof.
I think I hear him too. The smoker.
Goodbye, folks.
Bling, 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 bling. Merry Christmas, one and all. Give it up, give it all.